So today is January 17th, 2018, and we're going to do lesson number 86. And again, what's a little confusing is next week will be 85. I decided to change the order. And this one, again, is called Forward and Backward, Bending of the Head. Next week will be Left and Right. So go ahead and lie on your backs. Begin by observing the contact that you're making with the floor today. And what's interesting is just to observe how you go about that. So where do you first draw attention to yourself? Is it your shoulders or your lower back, your pelvis? And how do you go about scanning yourself? So just notice how you do that, how you select to draw attention to yourself. And in that, what you notice. What parts of you are connecting with the floor, what parts perhaps aren't. And for months on end, last year we were working with the four points, and I haven't mentioned it in the last couple weeks, so just to draw it into your awareness, the two points with the shoulder blades, the two points in the buttocks, and then you create your rectangle by connecting those points or those dots. And then in the center of that rectangle, right, is your spine. So begin to notice your spine. Let's start down at your tailbone, right? So it connects all the way to your tailbone. And as you travel up into the lower back, that's the area where you start to feel it raise away from the floor. And then it connects higher up, somewhere hopefully in between the shoulder blades or mid-back. And then as you come above the shoulder blades and you start to enter the cervical spine, that's when you get another arch again. So it's really never your neck and never your lower back that ever rests on the floor, right? So you feel the tailbone, and you feel the back of your head resting on the floor. So these two arcs relate to one another, and that's what we're going to work on in this week's lesson and next week, right? So does that make sense? Can everybody feel that, sense that, understand that? So another way of saying it is that if you move the lower back, if we change the arc or the arch in the lower back, it means we also change it in the cervical spine. So slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Feel the quality of rolling your head this morning. And then you're going to start off on your back by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing like we've done the last 2 weeks. And we're going to start with that first movement of the clock going from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Or another way of saying it is flattening the lower back and then arching. So I put 12 o'clock where you flatten the lower back, and then coming to sit on your tailbone, creating a really big arch in your lower back, is where I think of 6 o'clock. Right, and you're rolling. It's a rolling movement. There's no forcing a lift, right? And as you're doing this rolling movement, you become aware. Hi, Lori. You become aware of the movement that's occurring in your cervical spine. So sense when your chin moves away from yourself. And then when does your chin come closer to your throat? Right? So as your pelvis changes, your cervical spine changes. Excellent. And then come to the center of the clock, and we're now going to explore 3 and 9. So 3 o'clock I put on the right side. So think of pressing the right side of your pelvis down, and the left side comes up. And then 9 o'clock is having the left side press into the floor and the right side lifting up. And remember what's so key and important about 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock is that you are moving your pelvis around your hip joints. So your legs are staying standing. Your knees stay pointed towards the ceiling, and you get to experience that your pelvis turns around your hip joints. And then just notice in the background if there's any slight movement with your head. Right? It's not as big a movement as when we were exploring 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Excellent. Come back to the center again. And now you're going to begin your clock. So we're doing everything first in this position, and then we're going to come up to sitting. So begin going to 12 o'clock, flattening the lower back, over to the right, 3 o'clock, down to 6, over to 9. And what first occurs, right, is you've got this movement going on with your pelvis, the clock, and then the second kind of clock or movement, circular movement you begin to notice is in your trunk and rib cage, right? And then the third movement is with your head. And avoid trying to make any sense of it. So what I mean by that is just allow your head to do whatever it's doing. Don't think in your mind, oh, it's got to be doing the same direction as the clock, because you're going to find out it's moving differently, right? So just let it go. Just feel how the clock with your pelvis creates this movement with your head. The back of your head changes its relationship with the floor. Your nose changes its relationship with the ceiling. So just feel it instead of analyzing it. Excellent. Come back to the center. And then we're going to pause and reverse the direction. So we're going to go to 12 and then over to the left, making it counterclockwise. So Lori, with your legs bent. So again, you first feel the movement of the pelvis, then you feel the rib cage, and then you feel your head. And you're just noticing it. Just let it go. Let it do whatever it's doing. Excellent. And let's let that go. Lengthen your legs and rest. Okay, so from here, you're going to come up to sitting. And this time in sitting, we're going to start with our legs crossed. So first of all, just cross your legs and observe which one you pull in closer than the other. And then you're going to rest your arms or your hands kind of on your legs' thighs. There you go. Okay? And you're going to start with what we did last week, of rounding the pelvis a little bit and then arching it. And this is where you bring your head to become involved. However, in saying that, here you are, right? Is very, very gentle. So what I see some of you doing, so you can watch me, right? So this is the idea. Right? And what I see some of you doing is this. And if you want to hurt your neck, keep doing that. That's going to hurt your neck. That's so extreme. Poor little thing up here, right? Okay, so just, it's really soft, right? It's so as I'm rounding, right? Right, there's a softness. So yeah, my chin drops a little bit. It's not down here. Okay? Right, and then as I come up with the pelvis, so it's not the range, it's feeling this, this quality of movement that as your pelvis, the response with your head, it's soft, it's slow, and it's small, right? So when I come up like here, really you're on the horizon. You're not way up here, okay? So we're really going from the horizon, kind of down angle to the floor, and back up to the horizon. Okay, how are we doing? Soft, 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 right? That's it. Okay, so there should be none of this right here. So some of you are still doing this business. Okay, and so what that does is it shortens the back of the neck and creates tension. Okay, so from here, we're going to bring our hands to the side of our pelvis a little bit behind so that we are going to create a slight sense of leaning, okay? So we're not all the way back here, right? And we're not here, we're here, right? So it kind of creates the lower back already to be a little rounded. So now we're gonna round a little bit more, and now your chin does go more to your chest. Your eyes are looking somewhere in the space in between your legs, and then when you bring the belly forward, we're gonna go a little bit above the horizon. So if this is the horizon, we're here. So now we're increasing the range, let's say 25%. And what I'd like you to think about is your chin and your nose, and it's as if they're drawing a line from the horizon or slightly above down to the floor on the wall in front of you. Right? So see if you can get that sense that between your nose and chin, it's like you're drawing a line up and down. Oh, so much better. Okay, and let's rest it on your backs. Okay, so you're going to come up to the same position again, and let's just try changing the crossing of the legs. Okay, it'll feel a little strange. And let's start with our hands back here again. And again, get this idea that, again, your nose and your chin, it's like a drawing a line, like this line is going up and down. In front of you, on the wall in front of you. And now as you continue to do that, I'm going to have you bring your hands to resting on your knees or your thighs. So again, we're not arching and taking the nose to the ceiling. Your nose stays right on the horizon and chin, and then it drops down as if you were meeting where the floor meets the wall in front of you and then comes back up to the horizon. So there's no scrunching of your neck, no stressing. And as you keep this movement going with your pelvis, so your pelvis directs the movement and your head, your chin, and your nose are following it. So your nose is on the horizon, and then it drops down to where the floor and the wall meet. Same with the chin, and then they come up again. And you're now going to draw attention to your eyes. So they're closed, and your eyes are going to look at the end of your nose. So your eyes are going to follow where your nose goes. And you're also witnessing in the background your inhalation and exhalation. So making sure that you're still breathing, that you're not holding your breath. So your eyes are looking at the base of your nose and chin go down and come up. And now you're going to bring into your awareness the top of your head. And we talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago. If you were to put your hand up there, right, is, and if you want to, you can bring your left hand on top of your head. So with this minimal tilt, you shrink and grow tall, right? What you're not doing is your nose is not looking down in between your legs so that the top of your head then is in front of you. The top of your head stays towards the ceiling, right? It's a very, very small degree of angle when your nose tilts a little bit down in your chin. So again, your eyes are looking at the end of your nose. You round, and you're rounding from the pelvis. Your left hand can be on your head, and you feel yourself shrink and get tall. And whenever you get tired, if you want to change your hands, and you don't have to have your hand there, but you need your awareness. So your awareness is sensing, perceiving the top of your head stays fairly flat, looking at the edge of your nose, watching your nose and your chin, and now you're going to pull into your awareness your right ear. where it is, and how your right ear changes its relationship to your right shoulder as you round and shrink and as you grow tall. And it's a forward and backward kind of placement, right? And then your left ear. Right, so it's as if the ears drop closer and a little bit behind the shoulders, and then they lengthen and come above the top of the shoulder. And at times you're going to find yourself losing one of these places, and then you just shift your attention. So you then bring in the top of your head again, looking at the edge of your nose, rounding, shrinking, and growing tall, noticing the right ear, noticing the left ear. So again, Lori, you're lowering your chin, right? None of this. So, because you weren't here last week, so think of, you shrink. So you don't want to have your chin be lowering like that, right? That's in your neck. And I know this is hard for some of you because you've been using your neck a lot in your life. That's better, Lori. There you go. Shrink and then get tall. But that's it from the pelvis. Now your ribs come forward. That's it. Okay, let's rest. So just really rest. Notice how you're resting on the floor now. So if this feels hard, right, that's a really good sign because it means it's just foreign. And it means probably that you've used your neck way more than you should be, right? So what really orchestrates the movement of your cervical spine, your neck, is your pelvis and your lower back. However, when that relationship gets lost, people go into using their neck, and that's why their neck hurts, it's tight, it's stiff. It's because they're using their neck instead of the lower back. Okay, so we're going to come up again. Change the crossing of your legs. So each time we'll just kind of go back and forth. And this time we're going to go back to leaning on your palms, fingers forward. You're going to close your eyes again. So the movement again changes a little bit. So there's a little bit more of the chin dropping down towards the chest. And then coming up and a little bit more of a lift above the horizon, right? So this means, as you pay attention, that you do feel the top of the head now. It's a tilt, right? So if you had a teacup on the top of your head, that when you round, the teacup would slide off and land on your legs, right? And then when you come forward, you would balance the teacup. If you go up too much, which I don't want you to do, the teacup would slide off the back of your head, right? So you don't go up that much. You want to keep the teacup on your head. You can let it slide a little forward when you go down, and you catch it with your head, and then you come up. Your eyes are looking at the end of your nose, and you're now going to bring attention to your chin and your jaw, feeling that your jaw is open, not clenched, it's soft, feeling how the chin comes very close down to your throat. But again, it's because you're shrinking, not because you're doing a big tilt with your neck, right? So the shrinking is in between your shoulder blades. So your shoulders, right, in a sense, are shrugging, right? We're taught, don't shrug. Guess what? Shrug, right? This is when you get it. So shrug so that you shrink down, right? You don't want to lose that teacup on your head. It tilts slightly forward, but you catch it. You don't let it slide off. And then you come back up again. So the top of your head's got a teacup. You're looking at the base of your nose. And then your chin comes close to your throat. Because of the rounding of your spine and the shrugging. Right? Are we good? Beautiful. That's it. Shrug and then get tall. Right? So you really should feel at this point literally nothing in your neck. It's not doing anything. It's just growing tall and shrinking because of your spine, your pelvis. That's where I want you to get to. That's what these lessons are all about. So virtually you feel nothing. That's where I want you. When you feel nothing, that's the best place to be. Right? When we start noticing things is when things are dysfunctional. Pain, grinding, clicking, pulling, tension. So when your neck feels wonderful, you don't feel anything there. And your neck will only feel as good as your lower back functions. Okay, you need a rest. Let's rest. On your back, legs long. Take a nice long rest. Right, so when you're a baby, and I was thinking about this yesterday with Marlene, because Marlene has a grandson, baby boy, but we were talking about when it's your first time, right, having a child, like, you don't know anything. You're, like, terrified of this little infant. But, you know, one of the first things that you become aware of from the get-go is you got to hold their head, right? You are told that, right? You've got to hold their head. They can't hold. Why can't they hold their head? This relationship that we're working on today has not established. And it comes from the lower back and the pelvis. So as they develop that relationship, right, and that comes from pulling their knees in, kicking, right, twisting, turning, rolling over onto their tummy. So important. Because then they lift the head up, and that comes from their lower back, not the neck. Right? So it's one of the most important relationships, and it comes within that first month or two when we enter the world. It's that important. Okay, come up again. Change the legs. Now it's going to get a little trickier because we're now going to work with your eyes. And what's so important about your eyes, and this is why some of you have issues, I keep on thinking of Marlene, like with your sewing, is you're going to learn to differentiate your eyes from your neck. And when if we lose this, again, we go back to the neck. We think our neck, we look down, and neck look up. Okay? So, hands are resting on your legs. Change your legs. Okay, so you're going to start with the shrinking and growing tall. And then as you're shrinking, your eyes look up towards the ceiling. And as you grow tall, your eyes look at the end of your nose. As you shrink, the eyes go way up to the ceiling. As you grow tall, they look down. And at the same time, your top of your head stays flat. At the same time, your jaw stays relaxed. At the same time, both earlobes approach the shoulders and move away. And most importantly, you are breathing. So remember, you're shrinking and growing tall. Shrinking, growing tall. Right? Shrinking, growing tall. And as you shrink, the eyes look up. It's best to do your eyes closed, you guys. So when you think of looking up, they're like way up in the top of the sockets, right? And then you grow tall, and they're looking at the end of your nose. And really, the first thing that wants to occur is the tightening in the jaw. And this is not easy. And then the next thing is the breathing. So keep the jaw relaxed. Keep your breathing intact. Right? So move the eyes, but not the neck. You guys are doing great. Just keep it going. Hang in there. This is why he called it a gestalt. Right? It's a lot of beautiful focus. Awesome. Okay, let's let it go and rest on your backs. Pardon me?
My muscles are
tight. Tight, yeah. So a place that this is really important and really useful is the computer. Because the tendency is for us to use our neck instead of, can you keep your neck and let the eyes move down? Can the eyes move up? So this will give you something to play with at home. So the next time we come up, I'm going to describe it first because I just want to give you a nice rest, is we're going to take our time, but we're going to introduce your clock. Okay? So things could go all haywire now. So we're going to take our time because it's still the shrinking and growing tall with a slight circulation going on. Okay? And I'll talk you through it, just so that you know where we're going. Okay, let's come up to sitting. Let's have you cross your legs in the most comfortable way possible. Let's start with your hands this time on your knees or thighs. And we're just going to start with the basic shrinking and growing tall. And if you can, have your eyes closed. See if they can be soft, your jaw soft. Okay, so if we go rounded, right, I'm going to call this six. And then we're going to go over to three. That means you're on your right sit bone. Left is up. So the top of your head stays towards the ceiling. And then you're going to come around to the front. So again, your chin, eyes, all on the horizon, the top of your head. And then you come over to the left, the right sit bone. So what you feel changes there because of the pelvis is your left ear and left shoulder are closer, right? And then you round back. So it's almost like the top of your head, right, is making a circle, a clock on the ceiling, right? So again, there's no dropping of the chin. You're not doing this, okay? Right? It's the movement of the pelvis, but you are drawing a circle with the top of your head, right? And in that, there's a phase of still growing tall and shrinking, right? So you got growing tall, shrinking, and making a circle on the ceiling with the top of your head. And breathing. Your eyes are gazing at the end of your nose, closed. So another important distinction is if any of you are feeling nauseated, right? So that comes from the head moving, this up and down. That will create a lot of nausea. So when you find this neutral place, so you're able to have your eyes closed. Excellent. Now, is it too much to have you reverse the direction? Can you go a little longer and change the direction? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it, right? So you're up and down, and now you're making a circle with your pelvis counterclockwise, and the top of your head is drawing a circle on the ceiling. And you got a teacup up there, right? So can't lose the teacup. Absolutely beautiful. Now do it a little longer. And all I want you to think about for a moment is the nothingness in your neck, right? It's nothingness. There's no tension, there's no strain, right? Just wrap your mind around when your neck has got total freedom and you're allowing it to be moved through the pelvis, that relationship is there, your neck is in nothingness. It just goes with the flow. Follows along. Beautiful. Rest on your back. So most likely what happens to a lot of people is there's some trauma or injury or fall or something to the lower back. And the lower back and pelvis freezes up. Hence, they go to move their neck. And then the neck gets so abused. So today's lesson is all about recreating this relationship between your lower back and your cervical spine, where it just gets to go for a ride. So notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so we're going to come up to sitting one more time. And what we're going to add in this time is both changing directions, changing hand positions, and then involving our arms. But we're going to start sitting up right now. And let's first do our 12 o'clock shrinking. Sorry, 6 o'clock shrinking, 12 o'clock getting tall. And then we're going to go over to the right, start to make our circle, right? And in a way, can you start to think about that your nose is drawing a circle kind of in front of you and behind you, right? And then what you're going to add in now is, let's say as you're over to the left, you're going to bring your left arm out to the left as if you were going to reach. And then it comes back to your leg when you're back at 6 o'clock. When you come over to the right, you're going to raise your right arm out to the right. Then you come towards the front, 12 o'clock, it comes down. You go over to the left, and then you round. So you're going to bring your arms as if you were going to reach, reach. And then you keep the teacup on the top of your head. You're shrinking, you're growing tall, right? So the top of your head is making a circle above you. Your nose is making a circle in front and kind of behind you, right? Your eyes are soft. Your jaw is soft. Beautiful. Beautiful, Greg. That's it. So again, Marlene, really concentrate that your nose and chin stay even in front of you. That's it. Don't tilt down. And now change the direction. Go counterclockwise. Your eyes are looking at the edge of your nose, the end of your nose. Beautiful. And then let's bring your hands to rest one more time behind you. Going back to just rounding towards 6 and 12. And what I'm looking for with you is that the shrugging has gotten bigger, right? And that your growing tall has gotten bigger. You know, I think of like, what I have in my mind is like this, one of these like pump things, right? That you can compress and it grows tall. Compress, grows tall, right? So again, you're shrinking, you're leaning back, to the point that maybe the top of your shoulders almost touch the earlobes, and then you get tall, right? But there's no lifting and lowering. Your nose and your chin stay on the line, the wall in front of you on the horizon. Your jaw's relaxed. Your breath and breathing is relaxed. But you really can feel like you super grow tall. So when you grow tall, the distance between your earlobes and your shoulders has increased. Okay, so remember, that's better. Up and down. So it's funny. As soon as I say that, some of you caught yourself. You were starting to move the chin, right? So no movement there. And again, feel the nothingness in your neck. There should be absolutely nothing occurring there, right? No strain.
But it's more strenuous on the rest of your body not to let your head
go. And that's because it's so, I know with your sewing, this is like so breaking all the habits because you had to bend down, right? And so you got so used to doing this all the time, right? So this is a huge lesson for you. Okay, rest on your backs. You guys are looking at me like zombies. So as you're resting, what I'm hoping for all of you, most of you, but I'm hoping all of you, is that you got a glimpse of this feeling of your neck being in nothingness. So that means as you move through life, the rest of your day today, whether you bend over, right, it's all happening in the rest of your spine. So your neck is in nothingness. That means you don't feel anything in your neck. So that's what you're going to look for the rest of the day. So if this relationship gets established, that's how your neck will feel forever. And that's where we want it. So notice how you're lying on your backs now. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left to see how that feels. Again, it should feel in nothingness. That's the best way I can explain it, right? When I move my neck around in my head, and I do move it, I don't experience anything. There's no tightness, there's nothing. Because it's so connected to my spine and my pelvis, my lower back, it doesn't feel anything. It doesn't feel like it has to work at all. So that's what we're working towards, the nothingness. Right? So when you go to roll to your side to get up, right? What encourages the roll? Where does the roll start?
The head.
Huh?
With the head?
No! Of course you would say that because that's what your condition. It's the complete opposite. Where does it start? The whole body. What comes along for the ride? So, come to your side. How do you get up? How do you straighten your pants, Lori, right? Is it by your head or is it from the spine, the bending over with your pelvis? Okay? So, your head is the follower, your pelvis is the leader. So come on up, and let's see how you feel in standing.